Yeah, look, bit of an early bird. Don't want to beat around the bush, but probably around, 6 a.m. every day. I wake up, walk out of my bed, and straight to the bowl. Bowl with my food. If I can, I'll try to say hey to everyone in the family. Sometimes if I'm lucky, I'll get a cuddle from it. I'm a softie. I'm just a softie. Yeah. When I was really young, actually, I was adopted and I was taken away from my family, my brothers and my sisters. So, I mean, for anyone, it's a bit difficult. But I still remember the car ride home, funnily enough. I was still a baby, obviously, and I was sitting on my mum's lap. It's stupid, but I felt like a connection. Am I the only adopted one? No, there's actually three others, three younger ones. I don't know, I don't really associate myself with them, because if I'm going to be honest with you, they're kind of annoying. And I don't know, mom and dad love them, but, you know, that's the unconditional love of parents, so... Most people go to the gym. I just go for a walk. I find it's relaxing and soothing. I'm just immersed in the nature around me. The smells, the sights, the cars that go past. It's a bit weird, but whenever I'm on my walk, I get an urge to find somewhere to relieve myself. And then I'll finish my walk and yeah. A bit of part-time work. I wouldn't say I'm employed. But, I just go into the office with mum and dad. They've got their own little business thing. I've come along. I'm really interested in the whole thing. I love the people there. Currently, I just sit in on meetings, kind of shadow people, follow people around, that type of thing. I think it's more than the experience. It's more than work experience. It's the people there. Mum and dad like to say that I'm the office mascot, but... I don't know, I think I'm a bit more than that. I'm on a pretty strict diet, as I mentioned before. It's breakfast and dinner, same thing. Intermittent fasting is what it's called, but if I'm lucky, we'll call it a cheat day. Some people in the office will give me a fruity snack or it's, you know, whatever's lying around. I mean, I mentioned before, like, I'm a bit of a people person, but in my free time, I'm a bit of a hermit, almost. I like to stay indoors, I like to lay down I enjoy a nap. I mean, funnily enough, I do enjoy lying against the wall. It's cool against the wall and I can get to sleep easily, just pressed up against it. Not ashamed to say it, but I feel like everyone suffers from a little bit of jealousy every now and again, including me. I kind of need to be this center of attention every now and again. I feed off that. I feed off that energy around the room. If I don't get the attention that I obviously deserve, I'll act out. I plan ahead of time, of course, make sure everyone's asleep or they're out of the house, check the driveway, the cars are gone. I'll go through my siblings' rooms, I'll rummage through their stuff, or might take something, or two even. I mean, if they're leaving food around the house, well then it's fair game in my opinion. I get in trouble, but I mean, it's not really justified, but it's my separation anxiety, I guess. I need to be around people. I miss my family when they're not there. I don't know. I obviously get a small punishment, but at the end of the day, I think they care more about my well-being and they care that I'm, you know, with people all the time and that when I am with people, I'm loved. So I can't complain. I'm a happy camper. Family times when everyone's home, and as I said before, I love when everyone's home. There's singing, there's dancing, there's running. Nighttime is the best time. Everyone's happy, everyone's well fed. But I mean, it gets to around 10 o'clock and I think I've had a good day. So 10 o'clock on the dot usually. I waddle to my bed and yeah, that's a good day. It's a great day.